Avalanche Canada and Parks Canada have issued a special avalanche warning in recreational backcountry areas of Alberta and British Columbia. The warning, issued on Thursday, is set to continue until February 13 for the regions of Sea to Sky, South Coast Inland, Cariboos, North and South Columbias, Kootenay Boundary, Purcells and Jasper and Glacier National Parks. Our main concern is a critical weak layer buried about 60 centimeters below the snow surface throughout these regions, said James Floyer, forecasting program supervisor for Avalanche Canada in a media release. This layer is deep enough to produce large avalanches, yet shallow enough to be triggered by a human or machine. The forecast of warm temperatures and sun will contribute to this problem this weekend. The warning comes less than a week after a series of three avalanches led to the death of a skier on the north face of Cassiope Peak led to the evacuation of about a dozen people in the Pemberton, BC area. The release noted the weak layer is active at treeline elevation where the forest opens up and gives way to the alpine. The release further added backcountry users should stick to simple terrain and avoid grouping in places where the warnings have been issued. It also highlighted anyone in the backcountry should have essential rescue gear in a transceiver, probe and shovel and be trained on how to use the equipment. Under the current conditions, sparsely treed slopes do not provide protection from avalanches and could be even more dangerous due to the risk of being swept into trees, said Floyer in the release. Lower angled slopes or densely forested areas, where the tree canopies are touching, will be better choices as long as they are not threatened by steep slopes from above. For up-to-date avalanche forecasts, people can visit www.avalanche.ca.